I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah has been killed, the Iran-backed Lebanese militant group said Saturday, dealing a seismic blow to Hezbollah after months of cross-border hostilities with Israel. In a televised briefing, Israeli military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said the killing of Nasrallah made the world safer.
Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of the terrorist army Hezbollah, was killed by Israel Defense Forces in a precise strike in Beirut last night while he was in Hezbollah's central headquarters commanding more imminent attacks against the people of Israel.
Hagari insisted the central headquarters were a legitimate military target under international law.
Israel does not seek a wider escalation. We seek two things, two simple things. To bring our hostages home for almost a year in Hamas captivity, in all means. And to make sure that our borders are safe and secure for our citizens.
Hezbollah now faces the challenge of choosing a new leader. Ukrainian officials say at least 9 people have died in 2 consecutive Russian drone strikes on a medical center in the city of Sumy. Sumy lies some 20 miles from Russia's Kursk region, where Ukrainian troops have been deployed since August 6th. Ukraine's Air Force also said Saturday it had shot down 69 of 73 Russian drones launched overnight at the country, as well as 2 of the 4 missiles. The Russian Defense Ministry said Saturday that air defenses overnight shot down 4 Ukrainian drones over the Belgorod region and 1 over the Kursk region. This is VOA News. Hurricane Helene has caused dozens of deaths and billions of dollars of destruction across the southeastern United States. In Atlanta, Georgia, Fox TV weather reporter Bob Van Dillen stopped his live hurricane report to rescue a woman trapped in a car by rising water. Audio courtesy of Fox Weather.
We got you. 911, they're coming. You're good. You're good. Oh, man, it's a situation. We will get back to you in a little bit. I'm going to go see if I can help this lady out a little bit more, you guys. I'll be back.
At least 44 people have been killed across Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. The Catholic Church's failures in responding to sexual abuse by clergy have been in focus again during Pope Francis's visit this weekend to Belgium, with the pontiff facing calls from high-profile figures and survivors for more concrete action. In a 2-hour meeting on Friday with more than a dozen abuse survivors, Francis heard requests in particular to provide better financial compensation for victims. Lute van Holder is a Belgian Catholic.
We are happy that the Pope came to us to visit our country, and we are especially pleased about what he said yesterday for the victims.
In a brief statement, the Vatican said Francis had listened to the Belgian victims and, quote, expressed shame for what they suffered as children, unquote. Vice President and Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris pledged Friday she would tighten the border and fix America's broken immigration system on her first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border as a presidential candidate.
I reject the false choice that suggests we must either choose between securing our border or creating a system of immigration that is safe, orderly, and humane. We can and we must do both.
In a speech in Douglas, Arizona, before a friendly audience, Harris tried to straddle a tough on illegal migration line with a promise to reach across the aisle to fix an immigration system she said was broken. Harris said as president, she would revive a bipartisan border bill Trump, quote unquote, tanked last year, which would add 1,500 border agents. At least 38 people have been killed in Nepal since early Friday as persistent downpours triggered more flooding and landslides, closing major roads and disrupting domestic air travel, officials said Saturday. Most rivers in the Himalayan nation have swollen, spilling over roads and bridges, authorities said, after nearly a week's delay in the retreat of South Asia's annual monsoon rains brought torrential downpours across the region. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.